previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Unemployment in South Africa is up, and it's worse than expected. Unemployment is now officially at 32.9% in the first quarter of this year, up a full 1% on the last quarter of last year. And the dismal number comes on top of equally weak mining, construction and manufacturing data in the first part of the year. Stats SA's figures show that the number of unemployed people reached 8.2 million in the first quarter, from 5.5 million 10 years ago. News 24 Business analyzes the numbers and points out that the unemployment rate amongst university graduates younger than 35 has now reached almost 24%. Anchor capital economist Casey Sprake, quoted by the website, says a combination of structural deficiencies, such as a lack of skills, limited access to quality education and training, and inadequate job creation, has resulted in a large portion of the population being unable to find gainful employment. Sprake adds that meaningful job creation only happens when GDP growth approaches 3%. On an upbeat note, global ratings agency S&P is forecasting that real GDP will grow between 1.3% and 1.6% between this year and 2027. This, according to Business Day, suggests that S&P believes the country's medium-term economic prospects have improved. Why? Top of the S&P list, the end to load shedding, which it says has long hampered productivity, business confidence and investment. Bit of a blip then that Eskom has taken us back to level 2 load shedding, if only till tomorrow. And be aware, this is not the full S&P ratings action. That will be announced on Friday. One of South Africa's biggest coal miners, Exxaro Resources, has made a nearly 12 billion rand diversification move into manganese. Exxaro will acquire assets in the Kalahari manganese field in the Northern Cape. And part of that will be a 50.1% interest in a company that operates the Chipibotowa mine, one of the largest manganese mines in the world. According to an Exxaro statement, the acquisitions align with its strategy to diversify into energy transitioning metals and renewable energy. South Africa has the largest deposits of manganese in the world. On the markets, both the JSE All Share and Top 40 closed last evening up just over 0.5%. London's FTSE was flat, while on Wall Street the Dow was down 0.6%, the S&P 500 up 0.7%, the Nasdaq up 1.6%. Tokyo this morning down 0.8%, Hong Kong up 1.3%, Sydney is flat. The US dollar at 1.12 to the euro, the rand at 18.32 to the dollar, 20.50 to the euro, 24.38 to sterling. Gold at 3,229, platinum 993, Bitcoin just on 103,600, and Brent crude oil just over $66 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.